Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Overs, unders, spreads, lines, favorites, dogs, we love them all because we love the action. This is Cyclone Fanatics Action Fanatics Podcast, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort, your weekly look at the games and lines we love. Listen in, take notes, and put a little action in play at the DraftKings Sportsbook at Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Jefferson, Clinton, and Emmitsburg. Visit wildroseresorts.com for more info.
Must be 21 or older. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Let's do this!
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams and Todd Kirk.
All right, guys, welcome back. Action Fanatics now here on 1460 KXNO, 106.3 FM. We've done this the last couple of weeks with the NFL playoffs. My main man, Todd Kirk, at Action Fanatics on Twitter. Check him out. We've been doing a podcast all year on sports betting. It lives on the Cyclone Fanatic feed. But obviously, there's no football going on right now, and there's really not a lot of basketball. College basketball, that is. A lot of stuff getting canceled. So we've been doing the NFL-type stuff. I'm going to do a little UFC 257 coming up here later on in this segment and look ahead to the sports betting weekend ahead of us. Todd Kirk, we've made it to the NFC and AFC championship games, and it's been a really interesting week to watch this Chiefs line moving around a little bit when it came out. What did you do when... So you get done with the Chiefs game, Chiefs-Browns, you're a Browns fan, I know, you had to lick your wounds just a little bit, but how did you react to that betting line? Because it came out, I saw it like Chiefs minus 1.5, I even saw Buffalo favored on one, Rogue one there for a while. It's been really odd because normally these NFL lines are so baked, like that we just know exactly because the power ratings aren't going to change. This has been a really obscure NFC or AFC championship week.
Yeah, and by the way, we are Browns fans. Don't try to deny that at all, Chris.
Oh, I was crushed.
Yeah,
I was crushed on Sunday.
They are the Vikings East.
Yeah, I know, and I fully embrace who I am. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker, man. I mean, it was. Listen, all credits to Kansas City. You know, the coaches, players, offense, defense, they won the game. I mean, it's plain and simple. Cleveland had their shot with Mahomes out, and they didn't walk through the door. But, yeah, I mean, listen, it's all dependent on Mahomes, right? I mean, 3-3 are both the Lions right now. I was just going to look and get the DraftKings update on where we stood. But, yeah, I mean, everything's sharp. Everything's, like you said, baked in. Right now it's – It's a matter of liking. You know, last week on the games, I went 4-0. If that felt really good, I needed it. NFL this weekend, I think I'm probably leaning a little bit more toward waiting, kind of like I have all year, just kind of seeing what comes up as we get closer to Monday.
You haven't played either of these games?
No. I mean, I think if you're smart and you like the Chiefs, which I do in this position, you're probably about where they are. Like, get them at 3, because if anything, it's going to go up if they officially announce Mahomes. If you like Buffalo, you're riding, you're getting all over minus three, you know, getting your money in now, because if he doesn't play, right, that's going to swing to, I've heard.
So, yeah.
Some say like plus Buffalo is going to be minus five.
Interesting that you put it that way, because this was my mindset, and I'm looking at the DraftKings sports book right now, and it looks like this is about to get to 3.5. I'd be surprised if it's not at 3.5 by the time this airs on KXNO today. So here's what I did. I like Buffalo this weekend, so I bet it on Sunday night at 3, thinking if, like you're saying, if perhaps we didn't know as much on Sunday, I just did like 2 units. Like I kept it really small.
Right.
Just buying myself some insurance in case that thing flopped or flipped and Mahomes didn't play. That was my mindset. So I'm fully anticipating this thing getting up to when they announce Mahomes is going to play, I don't know, 4.5, 5, maybe.
Yeah. You're going to see at least 4. So it's going to move up. It's going to move up a point from where it is now. Like once it's announced, I would doubt gets to 5. I mean, you're playing the Chiefs. Play it now.
And here's my biggest thing on this football game, Todd, is, you know, Mahomes didn't look sharp. I mean, he looked good because he's Patrick Mahomes and he's the best player in the NFL. But he was a little banged up before the concussion, and that's a little bit of my concern. Here's my deal, man. The Chiefs, I gave you the stat last week on what they've done against the number in the second half of the season, and it's even more glaring now. They've been really, really bad against the number. They are like 0-8-1. Yeah. Their margin of win victory in their last 8 wins is 4.
Yeah.
And Buffalo, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to ride with them. I think I'm going to play them. There's a lot of strong trends that say the team that wins the game generally covers, you know, or the team that covers the spread generally wins the game in these championship games. So I probably, again, I'm going to wait for Buffalo to creep up a little bit more, put a little bit more on that, and then I think I'm going to sprinkle the money line as well. Don't get me wrong, I want the Chiefs to win. Local story, I love Mahomes. There's just something seems off there, and I'm going with my gut here. This is, by God, this is not a lock of the week or anything extravagant like that. It's just kind of where I'm at here heading into Sunday.
We're not calling in Centurion Stone right now, right?
No. Okay. On right. Either of these games, really.
I'm really with you. There's one part of it. So, you know, to put a bow on the Chiefs Bills, I'm with you. You know, the eye test tells you Buffalo, with where Mahomes is, Buffalo's the better bet. I mean, that's the smart bet in this. And as we talk, I'll check and see if we can't find some, you know, where the money's coming in. I honestly don't care. I think now where we are, it's really more of a feel than it is you're going to get some sort of number edge, right? It's, you know, like you said, we're just that late in the game. Yeah. But again, if you think Mahomes isn't going to play, you're taking the Bills right now. If you think he is going to play, or isn't going to play, and you're a Chiefs fan, you're waiting. If you think he is going to play, you're taking the Chiefs now. And as a Bills fan, you're waiting. So I think there is definitely some, this line will move enough to wait for a half point, a point, point and a half, at the very least, because you'll see it on Sunday based on those scenarios.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Do you have a feel on the number here?
Not really. I mean, both are in the 50s. It seems like we've had
54 here on this one right now is live at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah, and it's, let's see, minus 109. I guess, you know, my lean here would be over, probably in both games. I think we've seen
so many. You love the over.
I know. I hate betting unders. But
see, again, my lean would be.
You're good at unders.
My lean would be the under.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I'm not.
Mahomes could get knocked out of this game if whether he starts or not. Right.
I know. And that's what I can't get out of my head.
Yeah. Like you said, he's fragile. He was hobbled on that ankle before. You know, he got taken down. That wasn't a nasty hit by Mac Wilson by any means. It was just like he got compressed and choked out almost, kind of like a UFC move. We'll get to that later. He's not going to be good. He's going to be fragile. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like you said, you're kind of talking me into liking the under. I'm not going to bet either one. I'll tell you that much.
Todd Kirk's not going to take any action.
No action on the over-unders.
Let's go to the other game, and this will be the first game of the day on Sunday, 2:05. Tampa right now is getting 3.5, but you've got to lay 115. That makes me think that might come back down to 3. If you like the Packers, I would probably wait. This is tricky, Todd, as far as what the public's going to do, the day betting public, because Brady draws a ton of money and so does the Packers organization in general. So I don't know. I figure this thing closes 3, 3.5, don't you? What are you thinking here?
I think it's going to settle in at 3. I think Tampa Bay backers are salivating at 3.5, right? If you just got any line movement here in this game, you'd feel comfortable. I agree with it. It's like you got two teams, two quarterbacks, home field advantages of the 3 points, and that's it. You know, this 3.5 move, I'm not sure where it's coming from. But yeah, this is a 3-point game. So if you like the Bucs, grab your half point now. You like the Packers, wait.
I like the Packers in this game. More so.
Or not to, man, based on what he's done all year. And I said it before. I mean, he's just once they took Jordan Love, dude, the guy put the Insta chip on his shoulder and gosh darn it, what's his coach's name? I almost called him Matt
LaFleur.
They're on the same page. But you're talking about the GOAT, man. Like the stat that came out, I think we retweeted it, but Tom Brady will now be starting his whatever championship game. He's played championship games under four presidents.
Oh, my God.
United States presidents.
This is his 14th.
Crazy, man. Like, this is the GOAT he's going up against. And I liked how Tampa Bay looked, dude. They're kind of freewheeling. That defense is like, don't doubt us. This is going to be one hell of a football game.
Now, I'm not taking anything away from it because they've been incredible and I think Brady's the greatest of all time. I feel like I need to preface what I'm about to say. But Breeze, man, is not Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Like, I just wonder where he's at and, you know, how much that Saints defense played into them getting to where they did. Like, this is where, like, my eye test thing is being – I'm trying to think like a sharp here. And I just wonder how bad Drew Brees actually is at this point in his career and how much better Aaron Rodgers is. And that, to me, I guess, is where I'm leaning towards the Packers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think of all the plays this week, I would do Packers overall and Packers first half. There's a really good stat out there in terms of Green Bay score, how they outscore their opponents in the first half compared to second half is like astronomically different. It's like plus 170 points in the first half to minus 12 in the second half over the course of the year. So I'm going to do, that's probably the best advantage I've seen in all this. It's minus 2.5 Green Bay in the first half. I'll probably bet that and then Green Bay as well. But this game is going to be phenomenal. And you're right. You know, Drew Brees gifted them 3 turnovers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be a jerk to Drew Brees. He's great, but he kind of, I don't know. One quick note that I did find on this game. These two teams played in October, and Tampa destroyed them 38-10. Don't think you can take too much from that, but I did find it was interesting. That's the only game this season that Aaron Rodgers did not throw a touchdown pass. So
yeah, he looked awful. Aaron Rodgers looked awful in that game. I think he threw two picks within his first 10 or 11 passes. One was a pick six, if I remember correctly. They got down big. They got down big early. And that was just a whitewash. But yeah, I don't think it has much bearing here either. You know, set it and forget it, man. Bet the pack at home against the Buccaneers. Someone said, well, go see if Tom Brady can play in cold weather. I'm like, oh, okay, we're not this dumb, are we?
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's all he's done for his entire career.
All he's done is just owned people. And, I mean, you're talking about some of the worst weather we've seen. But, yeah, that first half, man, I hope this is one of those trends that you see and it's not like, you know, gosh, bet the opposite, fade it, because it's just like this team has done this all year. Green Bay loves to get out those quick starts. If I'm going to bet my money or where I'm going to bet most of my money, I should say, is Packers first half and Packers in general.
Okay. Anything else on the NFL here before we move on, Todd Kirk?
No.
All right, Todd Kirk at Action Fanatics on Twitter. We are always on the Cyclone Fanatic feed every week, presented by our friends at the Wild Rose Casino in Jefferson, the DraftKings Sportsbook, which has a lot of fun little promos coming up this weekend. A lot of good, like, quarterback matchup ones that are odds boosted. My favorite one, well, they have the no-brainer that everybody should go and participate in, where it's like if any team scores a touchdown, you double your money.
They have mystery boosts on the games. There's a parlay boost on the NFL. Mm-hmm. There's college basketball. Like you said, the special odds for quarterback matchups, live bet profit boost for the NFL. I mean, this app is freaking awesome.
Over at in Bet Rivers too, which is also at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yep.
With Wild Rose Casino that in Jefferson. I got you to do this, and it's just dumb not to. You put in $250 and they match it.
Yeah.
Before you even you know, like it's why wouldn't you do it? So go do that for the weekend. They got a bunch of great things too going on.
Well, college basketball's heating up. You're going to have Super Bowl week, which is the props, and I mean, that's one of my favorite. Like, I'm not the biggest prop bettor out there. I do like it. You know, I'm almost leaning on my kids who do fantasy. They see these things. Like, my 16-year-old has won me money the last couple weekends. Just like, Dad, no, you got to do this. Why would you, bet on this? What's that person's rushing? So the props for the Super Bowl alone, I love doing that podcast. Yeah, we'll have to get that out to the listeners.
That'll be a fun one. Look forward to that. I'm looking forward to UFC 257 coming up on Saturday night. I am a fight fan, increasingly too. This pandemic has made me even more of one. I've watched a ton of UFC. There's not a lot of stars in UFC that I would, highlight these days, but I think the quality of fighting is just fantastic. Conor McGregor, that fight is the main event. The lightweight, clearly that is the one that's going to get all the attention. We've talked about it already today here on KXNO. There's a no-brainer on DraftKings right now. Want to make you guys aware of it, where you can bet McGregor. He's minus 300 on the
money line. Minus 335.
Oh, shoot. That is gone. I got it at 300. Okay. But it's been a deal. All the money is going to be on him. Everybody's going to bet on him, but this is a sweet thing where they're giving you – it's a $25 max, but you can get it at plus 100.
Game on.
So, like, you're dumb not to. He's a massive favorite for a reason. Go and make $25 on this. So obviously I'm playing that one. I'm already in on that one. And look around too. I bet that Bet Rivers is going to have some promos on this. There is one that I like, and this will be on the main card, but it's not one that'll like pop here. I mean, we can't do a ton of like time on it on local radio because people don't know who the hell we're talking about. But I like this. I like this Sarah McMahon. I've watched her fight a few times, and she's a bad, bad woman. She's going up against Juliana Pena. This Sarah McMahon is at -130, Todd, yep. And I am in on her. I took that one. I'm guessing that might get your odds might a little bit. I just think even with as a favorite, there's value there. And there you go. So I'm locked in. I'm gonna have some. Saturday, you know, the Clones aren't playing. The Hawks aren't playing. It's going to be a little bit of a boring day, but I'm locked in on UFC 257 Saturday night, and I will have action on a couple of those fights.
11 different matches. You know, like Sarah's match is 7:45. You don't even have the main event till 11:45.
Nope.
This is crazy how long this goes on. That's cool.
Well, they're out at that Fight Island.
Oh, that's right. They're in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. So they're just like, what else are they going to do? They're just gonna fight.
Yeah, just keep bringing people in, man.
So there you go. I'm giving you a rare, rare UFC pick for you guys. But that's what we want to do here on Action Fanatics. We want to continue to evolve and do more and more. Todd, have you picked up on anything? I'm developing a little bit of a trend line out west. I've been doing a lot of these road underdogs in the Mountain West that have been very, very good to me over the last week. I clearly watched that league a lot. There's a lot of really good coaches in that league. And they're these back-to-backs, kind of like what we're seeing here locally with the Missouri Valley. And it is interesting. It seems to me like and I haven't done enough data, but these underdogs are faring better and night number two of these things. We just had an underdog upset on Thursday night where a former friend of the program, Nico Medved, is a 9-point underdog, went on the road and beat Craig Smith in Utah State. So that's a little bit of a trend. Nothing crazy that I'm playing around with a little bit. I told you I was going to be Mr. Mountain West by the end of the year. What about you? How's your college basketball betting going?
No, you know what? I was hot like lava coming down the mountain for about 8 days. Kind of cooled off a little bit, been more just a little bit under 500 the last 4 or 5 days. I put my picks out there. Now I'm just doing screenshots of kind of what I like from the DraftKings app. And posting that, I think that's easier. I'm with you though. Like, follow these. If you get a really good example, is former friend of the program, Nico Medved, +9. He's on my list, by the way.
He's on everybody's list.
I didn't bet it, but they got wiped out by Utah State, right? First game, second game, they come back and win. So, keep an eye out for that. If you see a highly favored team blow them out that first game, it always flips the script. I mean, not all, of course, if it always did, we all be millionaires, but yeah, that's a very, very astute of you to notice that that's happening in most leagues.
And we saw it just the other day too. You and I both lost on it where we had bet Vegas over
UNLV.
New Mexico. Yeah. And, they killed them in the first game, and I was, you know, I've seen New Mexico play a couple times, and I'm just like, this team is trash. Like, this team is another guy, Craig Neal. There's so many, that league is so much fun. Like, as far as Alford's in that league, Medved's in that league, Otzelberger, Craig Smith is a Midwestern guy. Most people don't care.
Good players too. Like, there's some good teams.
It's a fun league if you like that late night juice, and I certainly do. But yeah, we got beat on that. Like, even New Mexico, that one of the worst teams I've seen this year, and they cover in Vegas. So I don't know. And I also think too, they're moving these lines a little bit more than what the analytics would tell them to because of public bettors who are like, oh, well, they just killed him last night. They're going to do it again tonight. And I don't know. This is uncharted territory is the thing. Like, none of us have ever, even odds makers have never experienced the back-to-back thing like this in college basketball. So I'm with you. If you sense something, if you pick up on a trend, roll with it.
You got to. And even looking at over-unders and that, typically if you've got a team, you know, they say the over-under is 143 and those guys just played a stinker that first game, that second game, bet the over.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like talking stinker, like you'll see 131 points scored the first game. Then the next game they come out there and bucks 74, like St. Joe's is one of the worst teams I've seen. They won the second leg of a game, and they were without their two best players. So it's really hard. College basketball, I think right now, Chris, the one thing I'm seeing, I'm going to play some more dogs, I think, through the rest of this week is like a Colorado going to Washington. Colorado got beat. Washington's terrible, folks. Terrible. Tennessee goes to Florida. Florida's without two of their best players. Florida stomps Tennessee. I just think it's upset week. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Play a lot of underdogs. Yeah, I'm getting annoyed. This is the broadcaster in me. Don't be lazy, fellow broadcasters. Quit talking about home court advantage. I'm just so sick. Oh, this is a brutal place to play. No, it usually is. It's not. There's nobody there. They're playing in a gym. And
every one of the gyms, you can hear the shoes squeak, and you couldn't hear that before.
Yeah, so you have to factor that in when you're betting these. Yep. And don't let the bad broadcasters convince you otherwise.
Kennesaw State tonight, I know for the listening public,
Jesus.
This is a team I just faded hard last year. they're on fire covering.
Is that the SWAC?
Kennesaw State. I don't know. No, it's not the SWAC. They're playing North Florida, the Osprey.
All right, we're all over Kennesaw State tonight. There you go.
Kennesaw State and the Atlantic Sun.
Boom. Todd, thank you. Appreciate you as always. Follow him on Twitter at Action Fanatics. We appreciate y'all listening this week. More KXNO coming up next. We'll have High School Insider with the Des Moines Register right after this.